WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members last night promoted two administrators to the central office for newly elevated roles and brought in a third person to fill a new position. Julie Harlan was among those talking about the principal who helped start Bryan Collegiate High School, Christina Richardson, becoming the district's director of advanced academics.
I mean, it's sad to lose a great principal, but on the other hand, I think her impact can be even broader.
The district's new director of data, statistics, testing, and assessment is Jill Morris, and a former co-worker of new Superintendent Christy Whitbeck in Fort Bend will be her chief of staff. Ginger Carabine's husband Mike was hired last week as the new boys basketball head coach at Rutter. Bigger pay raises for some College Station school district employees as part of tonight's school board agenda.
Most CSISD employees will get a raise of 1.5%, and the district will contribute another $10 a month towards health insurance. Among those getting more, a $1,300 increase for first-year teachers, an additional $2 per hour for computer techs, and around $1 an hour more for custodians, school lunch workers, bus monitors, and classroom instructional assistants. Administrators are also asking approval of giving the city of College Station $450,000 as the district's share of widening Reuter Road past the new Welburn Middle School. Other business includes possibly taking final action on CSISD's first written policy for future changes to campus boundaries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the third time since October, an inmate in the Brazos County Jail awaiting trial on a murder charge is accused of assaulting a detention officer. 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery of Bryan is accused of grabbing the deputy by the neck or throat and forcing his head into a table. The detention officer received medical treatment and was released following the Sunday night incident. According to online records, Tillery is scheduled for a jury trial next January on charges of assaulting, robbing, kidnapping, then killing a College Station convenience store clerk more than 2 years ago. Changes are coming to College Station's rental registration program. The City Council has directed staff to add fourplexes as requested by the city's Community Development Director, Debbie Eller.
The majority of the problems that we have are with fourplex units that may be individually owned or owned by a group. And so when we have a violation at that fourplex, sometimes we have trouble finding a local contact or a management company to contact to address the issues.
Eller supported Councilman James Benham's request to drop the annual renewal required by property owners unless there are changes in contact information and or owners.
Time spent trying to gain compliance, that really takes up the majority of our time, is trying to chase down the properties that register one time, don't register again, or they're rentals and we have to, you know, enforce them to get them registered in the first place.
College Station has more than 8,300 rental properties and maybe as many as 2,000 more that need to be registered. 2.5 months have passed since the departure of the longtime leader of the Research Valley Partnership. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson announced at the last council meeting about the progress of finding the successor of the Regional Economic Development Agency to Todd McDaniel.
That is going very well. I think we're down to 6 or fewer finalists, bring them in for interviews.
At the council and on our show, Nelson did not disclose how many, if any, of the finalists were local candidates. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Reaching brides-to-be, is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hello. I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hey there, good morning. It's 7:12 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Fair amount of sunshine today. It should lead to temperatures probably reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. May even see a shower or thunderstorm come through. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Temperatures, they're going to be somewhere between 95 and 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. More sun in the forecast for the day on Thursday, and it's a hot one. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear statements from TCU head coach Gary Patterson and Texas Tech's Cliff Kingsbury from the Big 12 Media Days yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros held a mock funeral on the field for Carlos Beltran's glove, but the lightheartedness was short-lived as they later fell to the Mariners. And the Rangers dropped one to the Orioles last night in Baltimore. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. It's now 7:14. So, do you remember the story we had, maybe last week about how Alexa had called law enforcement officials because it sounded like a domestic violence situation was taking place? Because what had happened is a man and woman confronting each other in New Mexico, and apparently what had happened is the man had said to his girlfriend, "Did you call the sheriff?" And supposedly that prompted Echo Speaker to contact
the
law
sheriff's
enforcement
department.
People. Yeah, 911. Yep. However, according to Amazon, the virtual assistant is not capable of dialing 911. The company said Alexa calling and messaging does not support 911 calls, and the phrase "call the sheriff" would not trigger a call to emergency services using Alexa. Apple voice-controlled assistant Siri supports 911 calling via iPhones. The Google Home smart speaker does not.
So. Interesting. Okay.
A little follow-up story to something that sounded, you know, rather interesting. Okay. So part of the problem with having so much information out there for us is being able to make the right choices, because it seems like no matter what we do or don't do, there's some sort of support out there to say it's a good reason or a bad reason.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, artificial sweeteners. Would it make sense that artificial sweeteners should help you be able to lose weight? The answer is no. Matter of fact, they probably cause you to gain weight.
Oh, great.
Really?
So if you are using those artificial sweeteners thinking that that's going to help you lose weight, you're probably wrong. Okay? And we're talking products like Equal and Splenda and Stevia have been linked to modest long-term weight gain. So it's not going to pork you out, but, you know, over time.
Right. Well, you have to think of stuff that you usually add that artificial sweetener to probably isn't great for you anyway.
Sure, yeah. sure, Sure, that's exactly right. So
if you're having to use it a lot, that means you're eating things that you shouldn't be a lot, and therefore weight gain.
This is a new review of a research involving, it says here, 406,000 people who use the sweeteners. ABC News says artificial sweeteners were also linked to higher risks of type 2 diabetes and hypertension.
Mm. Oh, well, good. Yeah, that reminds me of something that a friend of mine's dad used to say. He said, I don't drink diet sodas because you only see fat people drinking them.
That's it. That's right.
I can't even, the taste of artificial sweetener bothers me now. I mean, I don't sweeten a lot of stuff. Like, I like iced tea and coffee without sweetener.
Right.
But if I do have a taste of something with Splenda or Equal in it, it just it has a fake taste to me.
It does,
you know, versus real sugar.
Well, unless it's Diet Coke, which is wonderful.
Well, yeah. Okay, sure.
Let me see here. I don't know what kind of sweetener it has in it. But anyway.
No doubt NutraSweet or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But you're right. But the other thing is I can't drink regular Coke. I just can't. It's too sweet.
It makes my teeth gritty. Yeah.
Because you're crunching the sugar.
Yeah, it's ugh.
However, there are some micro changes in your menu that you can add that could reduce your risk of early death. What's early death?
Oh.
I mean, is early death 60? Is early death 70?
Does anybody know when they're going to die?
No. Yeah. So anyway, here's some things that they say for your summer diet, some swaps that might help a little bit, okay? Replace your refined carbs with whole grains. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Add servings of fruits and veggies to your menu. No, people aren't going to do that.
Yes, jeez. Add the fruits and veggies.
If you're already eating them, that's fine, but you're going, oh, yeah, I think I'd like an apple. Yeah.
That'll really be a good substitute for that ice cream sundae I was going
to
eat.
And there are people who eat like bunnies, and that's cool, you know. Take broccoli to work with you and all that kind of
stuff.
I'm
rolling my eyes at you two right now.
Thank you. Go meatless one day a week.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Okay. Pass. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you wanted to do like when I think meatless, I think vegetarian. But I would do like a fish only day, and I could probably get away with that. But I don't really agree with the.
Well, you go to the grocery store now. Look how many prepared salads there are. I mean, there are a jillion of them. So if you do want to do that, they do the really unhealthy, you know, salad dressing to go along with it so that you still are enjoying yourself.
Right.
Replace sweetened yogurt with unsweet yogurt. Whew! That's tough.
I actually like Greek yogurt.
Yeah. But
plain.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Tastes like sour cream.
Yeah.
Hey, good swap right there, though.
That's
using
right.
Greek yogurt instead
of
sour cream.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Replace butter with olive oil. Have a serving of nuts instead of pretzels and chips. Yes, that's healthier.
A serving, though. Make sure you read what a serving is.
Serving would be like a double
handful. A bag of almonds is not okay.
No, it's not. Replace red or processed meat with a plant-based protein.
Get out of here.
That's not going to happen.
No,
I'm sorry.
Not in Texas.
No.
Not going to have beans in place of a steak.
And then having seafood instead of chicken or beef. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, chicken or beef don't have mercury in them.
That's right. Yeah. Everything's bad for you.
That's true. So, but with that in mind, what are the most popular recipes in every state? What are the most popular recipes in every state? For instance, I'll just lead off. In Texas, it's cookies.
All right.
What?
Just cookies. Yeah.
Cookies?
I have no idea. Well, what's interesting is it's cookies in Texas and it's tacos in Tennessee.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I guess it's because they don't know
how to make
them.
We probably don't use recipe. Exactly.
Right.
We don't need a recipe for tacos.
They don't know how to make them.
Okay.
Wow.
For some reason in Utah, it's stew. What does that mean?
All right. Okay. Stew.
Like any kind of stew? Right,
yeah.
Like a thick soup.
Right. In Florida, chili.
What?
Really?
It's hot there all the time. Who wants to eat a hot bowl of chili at 100% humidity and 95 degrees?
The number one recipe in Alabama is gravy. Gravy?
Gravy?
Gravy.
Okay.
Like from scratch, I guess.
I guess so.
What? Well, yeah.
Or you could just go to the store and get
open
that.
A jar.
Pioneer
packets. A jar. They got that. Bread in California. Right,
sure.
Montana.
I'm surprised they eat carbs out there.
You're right. Montana's pie crust.
These are very interesting. I guess you need the recipe. Maybe they make a lot of pies.
I guess
and they need
what
the pie crust recipe.
I suppose that's it.
How did they find this? Like, how many Google searches for these recipes?
It's Thrillist. I'm not exactly sure what the methodology is. I'll
curious.
Have to go and see if I can find. Oh, here. Using the power of the Google Trends.
That just makes me wonder, though, if pie crust is the most popular recipe, it just makes me, like, question their follow-through, because clearly they're making the pie crust but not making the pies.
Well, right. It's like, you know, with Nebraska's apple pie. Well, that's perfect.
There you go.
Know, that would be and in Kansas, it's banana bread, because they don't know what to do with bananas because they're so inland. If you can imagine the state where guacamole is the number one recipe.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Indiana.
I would say, like, naturally, I would say New Mexico or something, but I'm going to guess it's, like, Nebraska.
Yeah, it's where they don't know how to make it.
That's it. Exactly. So you're dead on, Chelsea. It was right next door in Ohio.
Oh.
So you got tacos in Indiana.
Tennessee.
And also in Indiana.
Yes. Oh, man.
So Indiana has tacos and Ohio has guacamole.
You take the shell, you put the meat,
What does it take? I mean, yeah, you get
exactly.
the stuff. But again, it's like what? I woke up this morning and I heard of this thing called tacos, and I wonder how you make
Google
them.
Google taco recipe.
You guys heard of this new thing, tacos?
Yeah. Whatever, they definitely have Taco Bells.
Well, yeah, they do. And they have Jack in the Box.
Yeah, they've got tacos, too.
And then they went, we're making those at home. Google the recipe.
All right, so you love going to the movie theaters, and it's fun to go there, but, you know, that food is so dang expensive.
Yeah.
Man.
So, I mean, it's a culture of people who will sneak food in.
Food sneakers.
Or just carry stuff in. So you got your popcorn, and you got your fountain drinks, but... And, you know, then there's air conditioning and reclining chairs and kids tweeting during the movie. So, you know, it's a great experience.
Turn off your screen.
Right. One ambitious moviegoer, however, may have come up with the best possible upgrade. According to BuzzFeed, her way to make the movies even better, bring her own pasta.
Okay.
All right.
Her boyfriend didn't want to eat popcorn for dinner, so they brought a couple of bags of spaghetti.
Bags of spaghetti. You know, there's a lot of different foods you can sneak into a movie theater. Spaghetti isn't one that comes to the top of my list.
Well, I'm thinking, and I probably should have clicked on the image to see if in fact, this was cooked spaghetti or uncooked spaghetti.
Were they crunching on raw spaghetti?
That could make a difference.
Yeah, because if you got that raw spaghetti and the bottom of that bag opens, it's everywhere.
I'm sorry, if you don't want popcorn for dinner, but you want raw spaghetti noodles, then you've got other issues.
I'm saying popcorn wasn't crunchy enough.
Well, and again, what are you going to do? Look. Let's say it is cooked spaghetti, okay? And you put it into a Ziploc bag.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it'd be one thing if it was one of those, like, little cardboard to-go containers that you have. But, yeah, a bag, like a Ziploc baggie of spaghetti, it's already hard enough to eat spaghetti.
It is.
They did that in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, actually.
Out of a bag?
They had him eating in a movie theater eating spaghetti. Out of a bag.
Oh, well, then maybe that's what this was all about. They're Sunny fans.
Cooked spaghetti?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, you're going to have to... And that's something that you really can't drive and eat safely either would be spaghetti. Doesn't mean you're going to have to tilt your head back, right?
Correct.
And then, I mean, if you think it's tough to get that oily thing that's supposed to be butter from popcorn off your fingers...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, or your face.
Yeah, how about when you've got the pasty stuff that would be on cold spaghetti on your fingers,
spaghetti
and what are you going to do with that?
I'm assuming there's sauce on the spaghetti.
Oh, and that too. Okay, yeah then you got that going on.
Yeah.
So then you got to put the napkin on your neck. Okay.
Right, and then to maneuver the fork from the bottom of the bag out of the bag and not
Let's just do
spill.
Fingers. Let's just do fingers.
Oh,
you know, you can do that even better,
You're
right?
tying a napkin around your back? Are you a cartoon?
Yeah.
Maybe. How's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them, and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Well, I guess it's a little later than usual, but we did finally get into our good old summer pattern where it's just going to be sweltering outside. It's tough for your lawn as well. If you've got a sprinkler system, is it doing the way it's doing things that it's supposed to, the way it's supposed to? Matter of fact, Neil Sperry was discussing that today. It does take adjustment, and it's going to happen from time to time. Even the best sprinkler system needs to be looked after. So folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you. They'll grab their tools, come out there, and make sure. And by the way, they have licensed irrigators who come out there, licensed experts, who will fix any leaking or broken water head, sprinkler heads. They'll also service that sprinkler to make sure it's spraying just the way it needs to. Again, it's a great system, but it does need to be adjusted. Remember, any of the guys who work for ABC Home and Commercial Services have gone through background checks before they're ever able to put on that ABC uniform. So, you got a sprinkler system, you want to make sure that it's running the most efficiently, then get in touch with the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Give them a call at 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right. 96, 97 or so for a high temperature today, and the heat index will be probably 106, and that will continue or maybe even go up a little bit more as we head all the way through the weekend. There is a chance for some pop-up showers at about 20% each day, and then we will cool down to probably no lower than about 75 or 76. Currently, we have calm winds, fair skies, and it's 77.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, folks, more proof that no matter what taxpayers provide, it's never enough. Look at Medi-Cal, California's version of Medicaid. It's a taxpayer-funded entitlement program, like they all are, to make sure the poor get health care. But now a coalition of civil rights groups is suing California because they say that Medi-Cal's discriminatory. Now, there are 14 million people in the state who rely on Medi-Cal. Majority of them are Latino. The lawsuit argues these Latinos are trapped in a system that's separate and unequal due to bureaucratic red tape and low payments to doctors and hospitals. The lawsuit claims that when Medi-Cal served mostly white people, reimbursement rates were closer to other insurance plans. But since 2000, when the number of Latinos on Medi-Cal jumped from 2 million to over 7 million, payment rates went down by 20%. Today, the majority of white Californians use private health insurance. They get better care. And that, according to the lawsuit, is racist. One plaintiff, 56, could not find a surgeon to perform gallbladder surgery under Medi-Cal. Things got so bad, she paid out of pocket to have the surgery in Mexico. She told the Mercury News in Spanish that no one should suffer simply for having Medi-Cal. So liberals ruin a tax-funded program and then sue the taxpayers while calling them racists. If you're stunned by this, don't be, because this, California, is the new America.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. Rush 15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A former coworker of the Bryan School District's new superintendent is heading this way. One of three administrators unanimously hired by the Bryan ISD board last night was the newly created position of chief of staff for Christy Whitbeck. She says the duties include taking some of the load off the district's associate superintendent for instruction.
And the intent is not to add senior level leadership over time. It is to simply work smart, to work as a team, and to find the strengths of each person so that we can accomplish the very most possible.
Whitbeck's chief of staff, Fort Bend administrator Ginger Carabine, follows the hiring of her husband Mike last week as the new boys basketball head coach at Rutter. Board members also agreed to elevate two existing positions to central office administrators and fill those openings with current employees. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra announced the transfer of Bryan Collegiate Principal Christina Richardson to become the district's Director of Advanced Academics.
As with many other parents who have students at Bryan Collegiate, I am also saddened to see her leave that campus. I recognize the sorrow that may ensue for those who've worked with her for so many years.
And the district's new director of data, statistics, testing, and assessment is Jill Morris. The College Station School Board has moved its first ever written policy on future changes to campus boundaries from a workshop setting to final consideration at tonight's monthly business meeting.
The CSISD board has deliberated the last 5 months on the proposed procedure. That begins with an annual review by administrators in December. The board will be told about any building with a population of less than 85% capacity or more than 110%. Board will also be notified when the proportion of low-income students is greater than desired. That percentage varies with the grade level and ranges between 7 and 15%. In addition to changing boundaries, the board can decide to let administrators regulate transfers, move programs, and bring in portable buildings, among other things. When the board decides to consider boundary changes, there will be at least one community forum, and there's an option, not a requirement, to appoint a committee. When new schools are open, the board will be guided by traditional grandfathering exceptions. A copy of the final draft's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station has more than 8,300 properties in the city's rental registration program. There could be as many as 2,000 more that need to be registered. The city council at its last meeting directed staff to prepare two changes. One, requested by Councilman James Benham, drops the annual renewal required by property owners unless there are changes in contact information and or owners.
Which would still mandate that they register any changes or updates, which I do not believe we should charge a fee for.
Another, requested by Community Development Director Debbie Eller, adds fourplexes to the program.
If we had that information available, it would really be helpful.
Why are they not part of it?
I do not know why they were not included in the original ordinance.
Mayor Carl Mooney wants Texas A&M to become more involved in notifying students where acceptable rentals are located.
At least by going through the university that has this integrated system with the city, right, you know that they're going to live in a place that's safe, that's sound, and that has all the basic needs covered.
College Station's current regulations cover the rental single-family homes and duplexes regardless of the number of bedrooms. Up to six finalists have been chosen to be the next leader of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. That was part of the update given by Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson at the City Council's last meeting.
I got a sneak peek of some of the finalists, and I can say that Bryan should be very excited about the future of our regional economic development. Very, very much looking forward to that.
Nelson also says new bylaws have been written by the RVP board.
They need to be ratified by this group, so we'll get that on an agenda item, I think, is will meet the pleasure of this council.
Nelson shared no details to the background of the finalists for RVP president or changes to the agency's bylaws. A Bryan man scheduled to go on trial next January for the assault, robbery, kidnapping, and murder of a College Station convenience store clerk is accused of assaulting a Brazos County detention officer for the third time. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, when 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery refused to comply with orders to go to his cell, he grabbed the deputy by his throat or neck, and he forced the right side of the officer's head into a table. The deputy, who had been assaulted by Tillery before, was treated and released for his injuries from the Sunday night incident. And last week's response by Bryan firefighters and animal control to rescue a feral cat from the top of the historic Queen Theater is something that happens more often than you think.
Concerned citizens hear cat noises out of some of the gutters, the drain gutters and so on, that go around from some of these old buildings. But those drain gutters are open on both ends. Those cats live there and go through those all the time.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says it's been a while since they've had to do a more traditional rescue, such as rescue a cat out of a tree. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can be part of the show by calling or texting us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning, it's 7:39, Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, checking the weather is sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Fair amount of sunshine today. It should lead to temperatures probably reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. May even see a shower or thunderstorm come through. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Temperatures, they're going to be somewhere between 95 and 100. Tomorrow night clear, 75 to 80. More sun in the forecast for the day on Thursday, and it's a hot one. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, TCU head coach Gary Patterson and Texas Tech's Cliff Kingsbury weighed in at yesterday's Big 12 Media Days. We'll hear those statements. Meanwhile, the Rangers fell in Baltimore while the Astros dropped one to the Mariners. And Leslie Alexander is selling the Houston Rockets. We'll have all the details for you coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I know he's owned him for like 25 years or so, close. Paid $85 million for them. They were valued last week at $1.8 billion.
Ooh, so he's doing pretty good.
He's going to make a little money.
a little return on the investment. Yeah, not bad. All right, going back to the spaghetti. Yeah, I looked it up. There was an image, and it shows the lady holding up two Ziploc bags of cooked spaghetti with some sauce. Some sauce. Not a great deal, but some sauce.
I'm telling you, you're dealing with It's Always Sunny fans here.
All right,
that's
maybe
what,
so.
What they
okay.
are.
Okay, all right. That's all right. We have a new thing that is apparently contributing to America's obesity epidemic. You ready?
Uh oh.
Ready.
It is house dust.
Oh, stop.
I'm just. CBS says small amounts of dust appear to contain many of the compounds that can. That can spur fat cells to accumulate and make more fat.
So if you live in a dusty house, you're probably also fat.
So I'm not lazy and I don't eat poorly. I just have a dusty house?
Here's what they did. Researchers took samples of indoor dust from 11 North Carolina homes. Oh, well, it was in North Carolina.
Oh, that's not us.
Yeah, now it doesn't happen in Texas.
Excuse the results,
Justin,
isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, and they tested the extracts from the samples of in mouse cells. What does that have to do? Oh, they tested the extracts on mice. Okay, I was going to say we're looking for mouse cells in North Carolina. According to the researchers, extracts from 7 of the samples triggered the cells to develop mature fat cells. Oh, good. Grown-up fat cells.
Oh, all right.
And to accumulate fat. Extracts from the 9 samples spurred these cells to divide, create a bigger pool of precursor fat cells. Only one sample had no effects. So, once again, house dust
is causing you to be fat.
Likely a source of chemicals that can, it says here, derail metabolic health.
Wow, derail. That's an intense
it
word.
It is an intense word. And again, metabolic health. So, I mean, if we're talking on the molecular level here, that this is going to be a problem. I mean,
well, heck, dusting's way easier than exercising.
Well, yeah, well, and yeah, look, if that's the case, then it's inevitable. Just enjoy the fact that you're getting fat, and it's house dust that's causing it to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Doc, it's my wife. She's not cleaning the house.
Yep, hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW 6 and 6:30.
The girl's back.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's right.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Is your house dusty?
Kind of stuff.
Do you have dust in your house?
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking.
Well, no, Chelsea was talking
to. Their jokes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's maybe.
Don't blame it on me.
Okay.
On, Tuesday.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
You know?
She said, don't worry about it. I was worried for a minute.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, I can elliptical to this.
That's what I'm saying.
Heck yeah.
I mean, if you've got a dusty house, you've got to fight the fat.
The night.
Uh-huh. Just make sure you've got this in your head for later today.
I am jamming.
I know. There you go.
Born to get together.
Good hook.
She took my arm. Shut up and dance.
dance with me.
What? Whatever happened to this group? Are they still around?
Walk the Moon. Yeah. This isn't a very old song,
no,
is
it's not,
it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, 2014.
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Yeah. But just really kind of came up on the radio waves recently.
That's it. Anyway.
But yeah, I haven't heard anything from them in a while.
Catchy little number. Mm-hmm. There. Okay. There, that'll help clean out your dust.
Super catchy.
So. Did you hear about this company called Alfred Angelo?
Alfred Angelo.
No.
I mean, I've wet dresses, correct?
Wedding dresses.
Yeah.
They just closed.
Really?
They just closed up shop. That's it. They just locked the door. And, you know, there were...
Did they have orders in?
And they had money in, too. And apparently, ladies are a little bit upset.
Brides are scrambling for dresses
there
after Alfred Angelo closes stores.
I mean,
they just
locked the door. Now, that's not the same as if it's your favorite restaurant. I mean, there is some planning that goes into a wedding.
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, on the bride side, ladies are banding together to try to help. The hashtag Alfred Angelo is trending on Twitter. Fellow brides are donating their dresses to others in need, and David's Bridal is offering deep discounts to customers who have already spent a lot of money.
Did you say that's on the bride side?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know? Yeah, I did. No, I said the bride side. I should have said the bride side. But, you know, I don't know that they're – how do you rescue that situation? I mean, I guess I appreciate what this David's Bridal's doing, but –
Man, yeah, that's tough. I think I have an Alfred Angelo. They do bridesmaids dresses, too.
Okay, I got you.
I knew I recognized the name, but that's crazy.
They ain't doing nothing
They're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. No. Correct.
Now they are shut down.
Oh, you already bought a dress? Well, we'll give you this other one we have in our store
but again,
70% off.
And who's got the money?
Where does that go?
Anyhow, by the way, while we're talking about it, June is no longer the peak wedding season in the U.S. America.
Because it's hot.
Yeah, most weddings now take place in September and October.
Which in Texas, it's still hot.
Still hot. Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Ladies, are you looking for a little romance in your marriage? Are you dreaming of flowers, walks on the beach, and dinner by candlelight? If you'd love for your husband to sweep you off your feet again, I've got a simple idea that I think will help. Teach your husband how to romance you. It's perfectly normal for you and your husband to think differently about romance and what it ought to look like in your marriage. Men and women are just wired differently, and that's why your husband doesn't always know what to do. So tell him. Spell it out for him if you have to. Let him know in terms he can easily understand exactly what romance means to you and how he can offer it. Give your husband the tools he needs to build the marriage you want. Clarity is key. Don't confuse him with mixed signals. A guy once told me that his wife would nudge him during romantic movies and ask, "Why don't you ever sweep me off my feet like that?" So one day he did. He pulled her into his arms, and right there in the pouring rain, he planted a romantic kiss on her. But instead of melting into his embrace like the leading lady always did, she complained that her hair and makeup were getting ruined. What's he doing? Ladies, you gotta help your husband out. He can become more romantic if you show him the way. Your knight in shining armor may have gotten a little rusty, but with a little help, he can learn to sweep you off your feet all over again. To help your romance thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the Texas A&M Athletics Hall of Fame has some new inductees. The 2017 class consists of former football players Von Miller and Antonio Armstrong, sprinter Jessica Beard, women's basketball player Danielle Adams, Eric Sen from diving, and baseball player Jim Hacker. The official induction of the 2017 Aggie class will take place at the Burgess Banquet on September 15th. Meanwhile, last week was SEC Media Days. This week, it's the Big 12's turn. First up in Frisco yesterday was TCU head man Gary Patterson. He was asked about the Horned Frogs' regression on defense last season.
We were missing about four D linemen from a year ago that would have helped us do some things, but guys that played. It's hard to play in this league and play with a consistent. Your best players at inside are 260, 270 pounds. So we went out and got four guys that are in the 300-pound range. No, we'll find out. As I always tell people, they're paper tigers. Can they play at this level, and can they play well at this level? So we tried to address the needs both at end and at tackle and at linebacker.
Patterson's team went 6-7 last season, allowing 28 points per game. Also speaking with the media yesterday were Kansas head man David Beatty, Iowa State's Matt Campbell, New Oklahoma head man Lincoln Riley, and Texas Tech's Cliff Kingsbury, who finds himself in the hot seat heading into his fifth year.
That's part of the job. I think that everybody but the four that make the playoff every year are basically on the hot seat in college football. I mean, you're coaching for your job every year, and we know that. And so I don't feel any more pressure than I ever have. I always expect to win and give Texas Tech what it deserves and their fans and their alumni and that university. So to me, we're moving forward and have tried to improve all our processes. But as far as added pressure, that's not something we've tried to dwell upon.
Kingsbury is entering his fifth season at Texas Tech, where he's coached his alma mater to a 24-26 overall record. Taking the stage today are a couple of new head coaches, Texas's Tom Herman and Baylor's Matt Rhule. Also speaking will be West Virginia's Dana Holerson, Kansas State's Bill Snyder, and Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy. The Brazos Valley Bombers hit the road yesterday to face the Texas Marshals in Plano, but the Marshals took home the victory 8-2. The guys will look for redemption tonight against the Marshals. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a miss. Altuve strikes out, and that is the ball game. Seattle Mariners hold on for the 9-7 victory in 10 innings as the Astros drop the first game of this three-game series.
Kyle Seager and Danny Valencia hit back-to-back homers in the 10th inning to lift the Seattle Mariners to a 9-7 win over the Houston Astros. All-star Carlos Correa left the game with a jammed left thumb. Correa jammed the same thumb on a head-first slide at home base July 4th and sat out the next day. The Astros look to bounce back from their loss in Game 2 with the Mariners tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Also for the Astros, 40-year-old designated hitter Carlos Beltran hasn't played in the field for more than 2 months, so last night he and his teammates gathered in center field at Minute Maid Park and held a mock funeral for his glove, which apparently died from inactivity. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Seth Smith hit a tie-breaking homer in the 7th inning, and the Orioles used a strong performance by its struggling pitching staff to beat the Texas Rangers 3-1. The Rangers will be hoping to avoid a three-game skid when they face the Orioles tonight in Baltimore. First pitch is at 6:05, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA, Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander is selling the team. Alexander took over as owner in 1993, and the Rockets went on to win back-to-back titles in 1994 and 95. Rockets CEO Tad Brown says Alexander has been approached over the years by those looking to buy the team, but he never considered it until very recently. There's no set timetable for the sale. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, talk about your college rivalries. 38-year-old guy named Zach Lawrence from Dublin, Ohio, was in Europe in April, got into a terrible car accident, wound up with a major brain injury, flown back to the United States where doctors gave him almost no chance for recovery. He's been getting treatment at a medical center at Ohio State University ever since. As the doctors wanted to test to see if he had made any progress last week, they gave him two buttons, one yes, one no. And when asked, "Do you like Michigan?" he emphatically pressed the no button twice. Not bad. It's the biggest sign that they've seen of recovery that he has shown. His wife says, sure enough, he's in there. He's in there. Well, he's got a long way to go still, but the family says, if he still remembers that he hates Michigan, then he's doing all right. So I don't know if you've heard of Netflix. Heard of Netflix?
Oh, once or twice, I think. Maybe. Yeah. Read something in passing. Yeah.
Exactly. Netflix blew through their subscriber growth estimate in the second quarter of the year. Their stock has gone up 30% so far this year. It went up 10% yesterday because they have added 5.2 million users. They'd expected to add 3 million. They added 2 million more than they thought.
That's a nice
they
little surprise.
Yeah. Now, their profit's not nearly what it should be, but, and that's really what investors are probably going to look at, but they got it going on, apparently. Yeah. The idea that they have come up with, I guess, some, well, House of Cards, a great example of stuff that they produce themselves, and that's what the future is.
Original programming,
Well, I don't know why it took so long. But last month, Socks with Sandals showed up at the Louis Vuitton fashion show in Paris. We talked about that. And that should have been a sign that, well, ugly and eternally mocked fashion statements will continue because now a Scottish fashion designer, Christopher Kane, has rolled out a new product, Luxury Crocs.
Yeah.
Luxury.
Saw a picture of these.
Did you?
I did.
And you decided.
They still look like Crocs.
They do.
And I'm okay. I've owned a pair of Crocs before, only to be worn while walking the dog.
Okay.
On
well,
quick little trips.
I happened to see somebody yesterday who was wearing camo Crocs.
Yep. I've seen those as well.
You know, in fairness, Crocs are Crocs and we all don't like Crocs, but, you know, a car, a luxury car looks just like a regular car, but there are things about it that make it luxury. What makes the luxury Croc?
They have
these little
charms on them
they
and
do.
Stuff.
Oh,
and
that's not enough.
Well, the most important thing is that they have a price tag of $216, which is at least 10 times what your non-luxury Crocs will run.
Right.
I don't know that they last any longer. So what, we have bling on the Crocs. Is that what
bling
it is?
Bling on the Crocs, where, like, the holes are. They have, like, these little, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Which they sell for regular Crocs, too. You can add little charms and things. Plugs. We'll call them hole plugs.
Okay. Now here's the thing.
Decorative hole plugs.
If you go to that much trouble, are you actually going to point that out to somebody? Or you want
check out my new 200 Christopher Kane Crocs.
Yeah, I mean, $216.
You better bring some attention to them. You paid for it.
That's it. All right, it's 80 degrees, 80 by 8. We did it today. Good for us. WG.